On a Monday, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Glad you could be here. Now to the new head of the State Department of Administration, which works closely with the governor to develop and carry out the state budget, also helping to innovate and streamline state government programs and agencies. Joel Brennan stepped down from his cabinet post in January. Governor Evers appointed Kathy Blumenfeld. What state government agency or program has helped you the most 2 years into the pandemic? What do you think is wasteful spending or a government service that could use streamlining? What issue do you think DOA could tackle? 800-642-1234. Kathy Blumenfeld, Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Administration, previously Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions. Secretary Designee Blumenfeld, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. It is a pleasure to be here this morning.
Good morning. So Department of Administration, tongue in cheek, they say Department of All. What do you see as the role of DOA?
Well, as you mentioned just a moment ago, we work very closely with Governor Evers to carry out the overall goals of the administration. And jokingly, they do call it the Department of All. And I'm 2 months into the role now and really understanding why they call it the Department of All. So many unique programs that are housed at DOA. So it's been a joy learning about all of them and figuring out priorities for the remainder of our term and hopefully into next term.
I imagine you turn over, you learn about a new one every day.
Go ahead, carry on. I was just going to say that the top priorities right now for us is to build on the work that that Joel Brennan had begun and really to continue to build out a strong and agile, a diverse and resilient workforce. So as you've seen and everyone has seen, state employees have gone above and beyond during the pandemic. Including frontline workers, healthcare, you know, keeping our computers running to keep our state running and our people safe during during the pandemic. So we have a Vision 2030 report that was done late last year that really looks at the future of our state workforce and our workplace and highlights some of the main challenges that the state of Wisconsin sees, including an aging workforce, aging infrastructure, limits on talent attraction, and our need to continue to adapt our technology and infrastructure. So we're really focused on continuing to modernize our workforce, our workplace, and the government services that we offer. So that's been a really big focus of DOA and will continue to be, as well as supporting the governor's efforts to fuel Wisconsin's recovery from the pandemic.
Along the path of workforce for just a moment, you just made a leadership change overseeing the Division of Personnel Management, that division that provides HR help for more than 20 state agencies, over 34,000 state employees. As we see businesses in the private sector struggling with recruitment, struggling to retain employees, what has that been like inside state government?
Well, I think inside state government, we see many of the same things that we see in the private sector. So we're really trying to modernize, build on the things that we learned during the pandemic, how we can use technology to improve collaboration, which will also allow us to hire from everywhere around the state, leveraging our technology and collaboration tools so that we really have a culturally and geographically diverse workforce. So we want to do everything in our power to continue to make the state of Wisconsin a destination place to work.
So, yes, how do you make the state of Wisconsin an employer of choice? How do you do that?
I think first off, by having good wage-paying jobs, and secondly, creating a culture where people want to work, understanding that people need flexibility, they need the technology to do their job well, and they need to have a supported work environment that not only is challenging and exciting, it's diverse, and you're able to bring your whole self to your work.
talking with Kathy Blumenfeld, Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Administration, looking at the role of DOA in these times. You can join in. Have you struggled to pay your mortgage or household bills during the pandemic? What would you like to know about Wisconsin's Help for Homeowners program, one of the DOA priorities? 800-642-1234 to join in. Kathy, you have a deep background in finance and consumer protection. How do you see this parlaying into your job for the Department of Administration, or that financial background as a role and as a leader in DOA?
Well, I'm so grateful to have had the experience at the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions, and being a CPA and having a financial background really lends itself well to doing this job, since we do manage the state budget, and that is a big part of what we do at DOA, and we're just gearing up for the next biennial budget process. We also do bonding and are the program administrators for right now billions of dollars that are coming from the federal government to help fuel our recovery from the pandemic. So all of those things will allow me to utilize my financial skills every day. And then on the consumer protection side, really programs like Wisconsin's Help for Homeowners and the other pandemic relief programs, we always have an eye towards helping people, making Wisconsin have an economy that works for everyone. And our programs really help those that are struggling get back on track, and so that they can have economic opportunities just like everyone else.
I want to hone in here on the billions of dollars in pandemic aid, CARES Act, ARPA, and I want to ask you the exact same question that I asked your predecessor, Joel Brennan, in September, as we were attempting to get clarity on tracing where the $4.59 billion in federal aid is going to in Wisconsin. Do you think there has been adequate fiscal accountability and transparency in the process of federal pandemic relief aid flowing into Wisconsin?
Yes, I do believe that we've been very transparent through the process. So as you mentioned, the $4.5 billion, which includes our current ARPA funds, the American Rescue Plan Act funds that we're administering now, we've had about $2 billion that have gone for pandemic recovery and public health, $1.3 billion for economic resilience, and $680 million for community building, among other investments. And these investments have gone to all 72 counties in our state. We have a really transparent website called badgerbounceback.wisconsin.gov that you can go to and check out where all the funds are being distributed. And we're continuing to build out this website so that you'll have additional visualizations and opportunities to slice and dice the data. And of course, we've always also been very compliant, working closely with Treasury and doing all the reporting that is mandated along with the funds.
So I was just at Badger Bounce Back and looking at the data and the presentation of it. So you're saying that DOA is continually still updating this information and the data there so that people can see where this money is flowing?
Yes, absolutely. So you'll find all of our different programs and how where the awards have gone. You can look at it visually on a state map. And we will continue to build this out as new programs come along and continue to provide different opportunities to look at the data and query it in a way to answer questions. But again, trying to be very transparent in this process.
I want to ask you about that. Republican lawmakers, the legislature tried to pass legislation to have a say in where the federal aid, the billions in aid, is being directed to. Do you think the Evers administration has received enough input or has too much control, too much power over how our state recovers and who is prioritized in this recovery with the money?
Sure. Well, our goal in the state of Wisconsin and the Governor Evers administration is really to ensure that this one-time federal funding is spent efficiently and effectively. So we've done listening sessions all through the administration, the 3 years that we've been here, and have a good handle on where the needs are and through the pandemic as well. So we're trying to utilize that information plus all the data that is collected at our state agencies to really put together programs that are meaningful and impactful and helpful so that we continue to fuel our economic and health recovery in the state of Wisconsin. So again, this is in the power of the governor to utilize and make these decisions. And we're focused as hard as we can, as fast as we can, to work closely with Treasury to make sure the programs that we're establishing are in line with the way that the intention of the funds are to be used, and continue to help people. We're very action oriented in our administration and trying to get the funds to the people that need it the most.
Kathy Blumenfeld, Secretary Designee of the Department of Administration and Agency, crosses into a whole lot of state government initiatives and planning, including helping the governor craft and carry out a state budget. Do you think the Evers administration is allowing enough input about how federal pandemic aid is being allocated? How could state government be more innovative in assisting Wisconsin families? Still time to talk, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute for more State Cap here on the Ideas Network. It is a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer. Kent, how has your neighborhood or community been damaged by the pandemic? How should the state reinvest in your community? What do you want the State Department of Administration, the DOA, to know, since it's an agency that is involved in the inner workings of state fiscal management? And DOA supports government agencies that are delivering on programs and services to Wisconsinites. Where is red tape that you want addressed? Still time to talk, 800-642-1234. DOA Secretary Designee Kathy Blumenfeld with us for about 10 more minutes. Let's focus in on some programs here, some specifics. Earlier this month, Governor Evers launched Wisconsin Help for Homeowners. What does this program do?
So this is a program through the American Rescue Plan Act. It's a $92 million program that aims to help homeowners avoid foreclosure. So really important there. We're very excited about this program. We've held two public input sessions. So we designed the program around having that public input. And it really helps tackle overdue housing bills, including mortgage, utilities, internet, and local property taxes in arrears. Again, it's designed to help those who have struggled so much during the pandemic get some peace of mind as costs are going up. We have a website. Oh, go ahead.
What is the application process like for families?
That's great. We have partnered with our 16 community action organizations statewide, as well as Take Root Wisconsin. They will help individuals process applications, but we really encourage you to go to the website, homeownerhelp.wisconsin.gov. It's a fairly simple application to work through. And again, these CAP organizations are there to provide assistance, as well as a call center that we have that will also provide assistance. So it's pretty simple, the online application. And a few things just to note, that folks don't have to have been sick with COVID to apply. We've had already over 4,000 applications come in already. So I'd say to people out there, if you're thinking about it and you're struggling and you need help, don't wait. Come on today, sign on to our website, homeownerhelp.wisconsin.gov, and send that application in. One thing that's really important to note is that the payments through this program are made directly to mortgage lenders, utility providers, and treasurers. So the payments go from the state right to the places where you've been struggling to make payments.
So how long does it take for a household to find their status when they do apply? What is that timeline like?
Well, again, we just opened the project or the program up March 7th, and I have had over 4,000 applications. So I can't give you a specific timeline, but I do know that it'll be a few weeks, depending on what type of help that you're looking for, whether it's mortgage, utility, treasurers, because we also at the same time have those folks signing up and joining the program as well.
Are you expecting that Wisconsin will see an influx in foreclosures due to the pandemic?
Well, I think just because of the pandemic and the struggling that has taken place, that's exactly why we designed this program. This program is somewhat similar to the Emergency Rental Assistance Program, WERA, if people are familiar with that, but it's really focused on homeowners. So if you have a single family home, a duplex, a condo, a factory built home, this is the program for you as opposed to renters through the WERA program.
And these are primary residences. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Talking with Kathy Blumenfeld, Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Administration, what questions do you have for the DOA? How has your neighborhood or community been affected by the pandemic? Where do you see a gap in resources? 800-642-1234. The governor had originally proposed increasing the income eligibility for Black Americans, Hispanic Americans, Native Americans, Asian Americans, and Pacific Islanders, but reversed course on that decision. And there, you know, was a protest from the conservative law firm, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. Why did the governor change course?
Sure. As you know, this program is funded and was approved by the U.S. Treasury. So we adjusted our plan as needed based on the updated guidance that came from the Treasury. So we worked very closely with the U.S. Treasury in developing this program and making sure that we were following all the program guidelines in developing our application criteria. So our goal really was to provide a lifeline to homeowners in need across Wisconsin.
Also this month, the governor announced that he would put more than $212 million toward the Neighborhood Investment Fund grant to help communities recover. What needs are you seeing around the state there?
Sure. Well, these grants are to local and tribal governments for capital-focused projects that help their communities deliver really innovative public services, including it could be new or improved facilities. So we're looking at addressing homelessness and lack of affordable housing as one of the key focus areas. But all the grants are really building for the future and seen as transformational investments and expanded community resource. So other focus areas include childcare centers, libraries, revitalizing communities, and developing incubators for entrepreneurs.
I think this kind of goes back to the Badger bounce back, because when I was looking at the data, the routes to recovery local government aid grants was one of the biggest circles or biggest allocations of money of federal aid. What are you hearing from local government partners as they try to address the pandemic? What are those urgent needs at the local level?
Sure. Well, I've been spending the last 2 months traveling around the state with the governor, and every stop we make, it is just unbelievable how appreciative and grateful these communities are for the help that they're receiving. These are projects that they're shovel ready, but they've never been able to get off the ground. And they are transformational for the communities, whether it's healthcare sites, whether it is childcare. We know that childcare is a big impediment right now to find quality and affordable childcare, as well as affordable housing. So there have literally been tears of joy as we've traveled around the state with the recipients of these grants, thinking about how transformational it will be for their communities.
You mentioned
these are very long-term impacts for the communities.
What are the long-term impacts as you look at the housing crunch, affordable housing in all corners of the state? I mean, we've talked to more than a dozen mayors, and the lack of affordable housing is something that comes up every time. What are you looking at there?
So we're looking at making an economy that works for everyone. And part of that is making sure that there is affordable and stable housing for everyone so that they don't have to have that worry going into a job or trying to provide for their families. That is taken care of. It's accessible. That leads to bigger opportunities for each person and really, again, an economy that works for all.
So as we wrap up here, what is your toughest challenge in this new role, in this new job? What do you really grapple with?
I think just learning everything. So there are so many programs within DOA, and there is so much need out there. It's trying to make sure that the programs that we're funding are really there to help people in need and to bounce back, not just, the way we were before the pandemic, but even stronger. Mm. And again, making an economy that works for everyone.
Kathy Blumenfeld, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kate. Have a great day.
You too. Kathy Blumenfeld, Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Administration, previously served as Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions. You can find a link to Badger Bounce Back and other related links that we talked about here at WPR.org/mornings. Just ahead, tell us what issues your town, your village, your city is facing. What issues would you like to see the morning show address in future shows? Give us your ideas, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is the State Capitol Report on the morning show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.